bigger is absolutely not always better. And we often have this idea that, you know, just get a really big dildo and that would pleasure everyone. It's just not the case.
Warning, adult content. The Hookup, love and f***ing on Triple J.
Do you know your butt plugs from your dildos? Your rabbits from your penguins? Today is International Masturbation Day, and to celebrate our final installment of Masturbation Month, we are going deep with sex toys. If you're new to the sex toy world, like maybe you've done a little bit of curious clicking around online, maybe you've stumbled into a sex shop for shits and gigs and wondered what all these crazy devices are for, well, stick around. I'm Nat Tenchich, and I'm about to give you a crash course, a sex toys 101, if you will. To help me out, I'm joined by sex educators Louise Boucher and Georgia Grace. Louise and Georgia, welcome to The Hookup.
Thanks, Nat. Hey, Louise.
So good to have you. So look, if you are an absolute newbie, if you're totally new to this world, you might be wondering if you even need to bother with a vibrator or a sex toy. Do you need to incorporate these things into your routine, Louise?
Well, of course, it's totally up to you. You know, it depends what you're interested in doing. But I say, if you're curious, go for it.
If you're going, is it going to make it so much better? Like, what would you say to those kind of curious about it? Does it really up your game in a big way?
I guess sex toys can add sensations and textures you can't get from bodies. So they can add a whole new range of sensations that can be really cool to enhance your sex life for sure. Yeah, even just adding a lube or something like that can be really great to give you some new sensations.
Yeah, so if you've been in it for a little while, and look, last week we did talk about changing up your routine. Incorporating sex toys is actually a pretty great way of changing up your routine. Georgia, if you were thinking of getting your first sex toy, let's say if you're a vulva owner, where might you start?
Yeah, so this is different for everyone because everybody is completely different. We all like to be touched in different ways. We all like different stimulation. So if it is your first time and you're new to it, it may come down to a bit of trial and error. But there are a few things you can do to figure it out or to at least sort of limit all of the range that there is out there and to really find something that's for you. So asking a few preliminary questions. So who is it for? Is it for you? Is it for a partner? Or is it for both of you? Where do you want to stimulate? Do you like internal stimulation? Do you like external stimulation? Is it your genitals or is it your whole body? And when will you be doing this? So, of course, our topic tonight is masturbation, but is it only going to be used for masturbation or is it going to be in partnered sex? And how do you want it to contact your body? Do you want vibration or no vibration? We have this idea that sex toys, they always vibrate. But that's just not the case. And you'll need to think about what kind of vibrations, if you are into that you want, because there's a whole range of vibrations too, as well as materials. So the range of materials from glass to rubber, metals, and of course, do you have any allergies to these materials? That would be a really useful thing to figure out before you go and invest in a toy. And price, how much can you spend? How much do you want to spend? And what is that range? So say you can commit to something that's under $50. Great, there are some awesome products out there for under $50. But of course, like many things, money and quality can go hand in hand. But that's not to say it's the same for all toys. So those few things amongst, you know, your experience level, how seasoned are you at masturbating? Are you new to it? Bigger is absolutely not always better. And we often have this idea that, you know, just get a really big dildo and that would pleasure everyone. It's just not the case.
Our eyes can be bigger than our orifices, would you say, Greg?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Or it's the idea that should bring pleasure to someone who has a vulva or a vagina. But you'll know immediately whether something is right for you. We often, you know, we go shopping and we find things that we like all the time. We're online, we're drawn to certain shapes or colours or textures, and it's just the same with sex toys. And it should be, that should be a part of how we shop and how we invest in our sex toys.
Well, obviously you can't try before you buy, though, so...
But you actually can.
Really?
There are a few toys out there now that they have these tester vibrators. And, you know, this is a bit more to the luxe end, but they'll be for 30 minutes or so. So you get a little taste tester of whether that vibrator's for you and then the vibe stops working. So that's the closest you'll get to a taste tester.
Wow. So hang on, how does that work? Do they like send something out to you and then, right, okay.
Yes, yeah. So I'm in a lucky position that I run workshops and I have these sort of testers and they're given as, you know, takeaways for the participants. So that's how it works. And then, yeah, it's done after that.
Wow. Well, what about guys and people with penises? Toys for boys exist, but they come with a bit of a shame factor, don't they, Georgia?
I think it's hard to sort of narrow it down to the shame that's associated with sex toys because there still is a lot of shame and stigma around sex toys. And yes, people with penises, there is an assumption that if you're not masturbating with your hand or having sex with a person, then, you know, what's wrong with you? Why are you interested in a sex toy? But there are so many things out there for people with penises. They're termed or called male masturbators or penis masturbators. So they actually are a sleeve that vibrates, or there is a sleeve that you can get and sort of, you can customize it by heating it up in warm water or cooling it down in cool water, depending on what sort of sensations you like. So there is a lot out there for people with penises, as well as cock rings or anything for anal play. To say that there is just stigma for people with penises, I think it limits the stigma that we still see in the exploration of sex toys for every single human being.
You mentioned cock rings just there, so let's talk about those for just a second. Why might you want to use them? And are they like particularly necessary? Like, what can they help with?
Yeah, so cock rings have a few purposes. They work by restricting the blood flow and keeping the blood in the shaft of the penis. So generally, cock rings are worn around the base of the penis, but they can also be worn sort of closer to the balls or worn behind the glands, so the head of the penis. This is to keep the blood in the shaft of the penis. So this could be for someone who is wanting to explore that sensation. It could be for someone who perhaps is having difficulties remaining engorged or erect. And they come in a range of materials too. So some are more soft, there are metal ones. And there are a few protocols and processes around what you have to do to ensure that you keep yourself safe if you are using a cock ring. So no more than 30 minutes. For the softer ones, it is more pleasant to put it on if you're not already erect or aroused, as well as the metal ones too. And taking them off too is also easier to take off if you're not already engorged. So if you are interested in cock rings, make sure you read the instructions and you really stick to what it's telling you so that you keep your body safe.
There's a text that's coming in here that says, my partner tends to go soft once a cock ring goes on. Why might that be, and how could he fix that?
That could be a range of reasons. It could be an association to it. It could be the size of the cock ring. Maybe it's not big enough, maybe it's too small, maybe it doesn't feel right, the materials perhaps could be not for him. It may be interesting to look into one that vibrates for a different kind of sensation. So it'd be interesting to unpack that idea a bit more, sort of why he may feel it's going soft. Does he have an emotional association to it, or is there something erotic going on with it? But yeah, it could be a range of reasons for that.
But a few ideas there. I'm here with sex educators Louise Boucher and Georgia Grace, and we're talking all about sex toys and maybe a little bit more now about how to introduce them into partnered play. Now, Louise, I'm sure that some people or some partners can maybe have some hang-ups about bringing sex toys in, probably especially heterosexual pairings, because a lot of queer pairings kind of need sex toys, or, you know, really prefer to use them. So how might you kind of broach that subject with your partner if that's something you want to start doing?
Well, I guess if you've got a partner who's open to it and you already know that, you're in luck. But if you're not sure, there's a few ways you can go about it. You could suggest maybe toy shopping together. It's a really great way to make sure you buy a toy that you're both interested in, and it can be a good way to try out the different vibrations and get a feel for them together. So that's if your partner's kind of open to doing that shopping together already. If you find that you bring it up with a partner and they're not really interested, or they have some like judgments about it, they might say, oh, you know, am I not good enough by myself, or you want something different that I can't provide, then it's perhaps an opportunity to have a conversation. Like, hey, I actually really want to use this with you. I don't want like a new thing or something that's, you know, something for a solo play. I'm actually looking for a toy we can use together, and perhaps even a toy that you can both use on your body, you know, something which is kind of a versatile toy. Another thing I'd recommend is perhaps not going, you know, as you say, perhaps in a heterosexual pairing, perhaps not going for a big realistic penis dildo. It's usually preferable to maybe get a small bullet vibrator that can be used on the clit, on the nipples, that kind of thing. Something which is different and perhaps not so threatening to a partner's body. So those are my tips, yeah.
And there are plenty of like partner toy kind of products, like shared products that
Absolutely.
You can almost like wear while you're having penetrative sex as well, right?
Yeah, there's a range of options that are made to actually use together with a partner. So there are some that are designed for vaginal insertion and to go on the clit at the same time. And some of them are operated by like remote control. And there's all sorts of fun ways partners can play together. So lots of sex toys are actually designed for partnered use. There's little vibrating eggs you can put inside the body as well. So there's some cool toys.
Carly from Newey, what's your question for Louise and Georgia? You're having some issues with partnered sex toy stuff?
Yeah, so I've been masturbating since I was 11 and started using like clit stimulation since I was 16. I'm 25 now and I can't come without clit vibration, and my partner gets really upset about that.
Yeah, right. So, Georgia, what might Carly be able to do here?
So just like any masturbation practice, if we develop habits, or we use the same hand or same position or use the same sensations, and in this case it's vibration, our body gets used to that kind of stimulation and expects that kind of stimulation in order to reach climax. So what may be useful for you is to switch up your masturbation routine. Perhaps it is spending a week not using your vibrator and getting a feel for what it feels like with your hands, or maybe it's using or experimenting with a different kind of toy. Maybe it's an internal stimulation rather than just on your clitoris. So the more that you can experiment with different types of sensations, different types of pleasure, the more your body will learn and will rewire what's going on in those expectations of the stimulation that you need in order to reach climax.
Yeah, I think I've just been doing it with that for so long, but I've even tried to do it on my own, like just with my hands and stuff, but it just doesn't work.
Yeah, and it takes time. When we're learning new things, it's pretty much like learning a new language. So it may take time, and it may take a few different practices. It may take a bit of relearning and re-educating your body and exploring different sensations. Because if we think about vibrations, that's quite an intense sensation to be directed on the clitoris. So anything like your fingers or your partner's body, it might not be as intense. So by learning different types of touch, experimenting with different toys, allowing for it to take time and allowing for it to perhaps not be as mind-blowingly pleasurable, that may support you in having the more fulfilling partnered sex that you want.
Yeah, okay, all right.
How does your partner feel, Carly, about you bringing a vibrator into your partnered sex?
I did explain it to him. I told him the situation I was in, and he was fine with it, but he still gets upset every now and then that he can't do that for me. And he understands sometimes, but I still think he gets a bit upset, yeah.
Yeah. Louise, do you have any advice on how to, like, talk to your partner about those expectations?
Well, it sounds like you've already done the right thing there, clarifying that it's really not about them. It's really just that your body's used to that kind of stimulation. It sounds like you're doing the right thing, playing together. And as Georgia said, it can take a while to retrain the body. And it might be that you learn to get to a certain level of arousal with your hand. Maybe you do manage to push that sort of edge a bit further. But it might be that vibrators are really what do it for you. And it may just be a matter of saying, like, hey, this is actually a really great tool that I have that brings me to have an orgasm. You know, the alternative might be having less, you know, fewer orgasms. And actually, perhaps you can say this is a really handy tool. You know, we're tool using people, so let's embrace what we've got, you know.
Yeah, it's just easy.
But it must be tricky, of course, working with your partner and trying to navigate that conversation.
Yeah.
Well, some good advice to work through there, Carly. I hope that helps.
Yeah, thank you.
Someone here has asked, how could I use toys to make the sex last longer? I'm a male and find some girls finish really quickly, others not at all. Louise?
That's really interesting. And yeah, totally a tricky thing. Some people do have orgasms pretty quickly. Others do take a while. And the thing there, of course, is just hard to know without talking to someone or experiencing, you know, sex with them. So if you'd like sex to last longer, I guess...
Like chastity cages? I don't know.
I'm not sure, because it really depends what it is that brings the other person to orgasm more quickly. For somebody who finds that, you know, oral sex is really their trigger for orgasm, or, you know, intense stimulation of the clitoris, then obviously focusing on other activities is a great way to go to extend the sex play. If you find that you take longer than a partner, then it's a great idea to spend some more time stimulating or having them stimulate you before you go into penetrative sex. That can help sort of up the level of arousal. Or of course, if they're happy to have another orgasm, then maybe it's not a problem at all. On to the next one.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you know, women in general are multi-orgasmic, so use that to your advantage. You can have more than one in one go, right?
For sure.
Hey, Georgia, here's a question for you about cock rings, because we were getting into that conversation a little bit ago. Someone here says, I found the cock ring pretty useless when I tried it. Are there any tips on making it actually feel good?
Well, it might just be that it's not useful for your body. You might not just like it. Try with different states of arousal, perhaps becoming slightly aroused before using it, experimenting with different types of touch once it's on, once you are aroused. Perhaps you may be interested in exploring a cock ring that vibes and vibrates. But also, maybe it's just not for you, and that's okay too.
Not every toy's for everybody. A male here, just to clarify, has texted in and says, I'm a frequent masturbator. What sex toy would I use to enhance my experience? Now, we already talked a little bit about fleshlights and male sex toys and the like, but maybe anal toys are an option, Louise.
They certainly are, Nat. Yeah, so there are a number of penis options, different kinds of sleeves and different kinds of vibrators that are designed to go on the penis. There's quite a few out there now. I think over the last 10 years, those vibrators for penises have really blossomed. But of course, there is the other option, anal toys. So there's butt plugs, anal beads, butt plugs that are shaped to specifically target the prostate as well, or sort of toys that target the prostate, which is kind of like the G-spot in your butt. So there's a number of toys that can go there as well, yeah.
Yeah, so see what's out there. Now, we've been talking a lot about using sex toys on your own and in sort of more heterosexual setups, but, you know, sex toys are a very large part of queer sex, or at least particularly lesbian sex. What is going on in the world of queer and non-binary toys at the moment, and what's exciting you in that world, Georgia?
Yes, we are seeing a rise in the production of toys that don't just look like genitals aka don't just look like a big penis. So they're more inclusive and they don't assume that the only thing that can give penetrative pleasure is something that looks like a penis. So it doesn't put any pressure on anyone who has a penis and their penis may not look like that toy. But also it allows for people of all sexualities, all identities, to explore pleasure with objects without them necessarily being loaded with gender, sexuality, but really tailored towards those erogenous zones in their bodies. And it's also great that if you are introducing a sex toy into your relationship and you're wanting, as you were saying before, Louise, wanting something that is friendly for you both, and perhaps there is that sort of the fear around bringing in another penis or another thing that looks like genitals, but you're really wanting to keep it for you and your partner, these non-binary or non-gender specific or not anatomically correct sex toys are a great way to bring an object into your sex life.
Mm. And Louise, what is exciting you in the sex toy world at the moment?
Well, I guess all the kind of fun new stuff is in these toys that are app controlled.
Mm.
You know, vibrators you can control, let's say long distance relationship, you're on Skype in different continents, one person can be wearing the vibe, the other person's playing with it on their phone. So that's kind of the frontier where there's a lot of change and movement at the moment.
Mm. Yeah, some really exciting things happening there. Hey, Georgia.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Teledildonics is the name for sex toys that are pretty much controlled by technology. Yeah, and it is really exciting that we can see people who, yes, as you said, Louise, are living far away from their partner, or perhaps you're wanting to discreetly have fun on a night out, out to dinner with other people, and you can control the vibrations through an app. And also just integrating the rest of our lives is becoming really techno-savvy. So, of course, how we're experimenting with sex, how we're integrating that into intimacy, we're now starting to see it be done in a really exciting way.
Mm, exciting times. Well, thanks so much for chatting with us and teaching us a little bit about what's out there and the future of it as well. Sex educators Georgia Grace and Louise Boucher, thank you so much for joining us on The Hookup.
Thanks, Nat.
Thanks for listening. If you have a topic or suggestion you'd like us to investigate, I'm all ears. Email them to thehookup@abc.net.au or get onto us anonymously via triplej.net.au. If you love The Hookup, chuck us a rating and review wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe and recommend it to anyone you know who needs a little bit of love advice.